This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine for the week ending 4 January 2006. Israeli occupation forces escalate attacks on Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. 5 Palestinians were killed by Israeli occupation forces. 2 of the victims were extrajudicially assassinated by Israeli occupation forces. 29 Palestinian civilians, including 19 children, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Israeli occupation forces conducted 25 incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. Homes were raided and 30 Palestinian civilians, including 9 children and a girl, were arrested by Israeli occupation forces. 7 homes and a shop were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. Additionally, Israeli occupation forces shelled a civilian facility in Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupations have continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine, including border crossings of the Gaza Strip, which were partially reopened. Israeli occupation forces impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians and election candidates in the West Bank, including Jerusalem. Israeli occupation forces arrested 4 Palestinian civilians at checkpoints during the West Bank period of this reporting period. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall in the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces raised areas of Palestinian lands near the Shavi Shonim settlement northwest of Nablus, and Israeli occupation forces have uprooted over 400 olive trees in the Sika village near Hebron. Israeli settlers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in occupied Palestine. Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian civilians and property in Hebron, and dozens of settlers moved back into evacuated settlement areas in the north of the West Bank. Israeli occupation forces demolished a home in the Beit Hanina village near Jerusalem. Here's more details. Killings. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces killed 5 Palestinians, including 4 in the Gaza Strip. On 31 December 2005, Israeli occupation forces shelled the northern Gaza Strip and killed 2 Palestinian civilians who were at least 2 kilometers away from the border between Gaza and what is referred to as Israel. On 1 January 2006, Israeli occupation forces extrajudicially assassinated a member of Islamic Jihad and a taxi driver. Incursions. Israeli occupation forces conducted 25 military incursions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank, and during these incursions, they raided homes and arrested 30 Palestinian civilians, including 9 children and a young girl. Israeli occupation forces transformed 5 homes into military sites. Restrictions of movement. Israeli occupation forces continue to impose a comprehensive illegal siege in occupied Palestine in violation of civil, political, and economic rights of Palestinian civilians. Annexation wall. The Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank territory. This contravenes international law. During the reporting period, Israeli occupation forces continued to raise areas of Palestinian land in Beit Jala, and they raised areas of agriculture land and uprooted at least 400 olive trees in the Sekh village of Hebron. Illegal settler activities. Israeli settlers in breach of international humanitarian law continue to reside inside occupied Palestine and have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. For a full report of these gross human rights violations, you can go to www.pchrgaza.org.